Epilogue. File number 2379. Interview between Dr. Rose Franklin and Vincent Couture. Location, Medici on 57th, Chicago, Illinois.
Vincent, it's so good to see you. How long has it been, a year?
Can't be.
It has to be. How old is Eva?
She'll turn 21 in, wow. I can't believe it's been that long.
You're all set up? How's the toy business?
It's good. I'm not making any money, but it's a lot of fun.
Where's Eva? Is she still living with you? Last we spoke, you told me she was working at the store.
That lasted a whole 3 months.
That's not bad.
I know. I had to fire her.
Fire her? What'd she do?
She stayed. That's what she did. I just wanted to spend some time with her. I thought she'd be gone after a week or two, but she stayed. I just couldn't do that to her any longer. It was like watching a tiger pacing its cage. She was good, though. Sold way more than I did.
Where is she now?
Sweet Home, Alabama.
What?
She's in Fort Rucker, flight school.
For the Army?
Yep. She blew through basic combat training, go figure. Then the warrant officer school thing, and now she's training on the Apache. Believe it or not, she has a knack for it.
That fast?
Yep, it's fast. She also had good letters of recommendation.
How are you two going to see each other?
I'm not sure. We'll see where she gets posted. I might need to sell the store. I was hoping she'd be a Canadian helicopter pilot, but the choppers are more fun on this side of the border. Bigger guns. She likes big toys.
God help us all.
She already has an offer from the EDC.
What does the EDC need with helicopter pilots?
They're putting together a conventional strike force, developing new tech, state-of-the-art experimental stuff.
Who's running it? Don't tell me they got Alyssa to run it.
No, but she does work there.
Who did they put in charge?
You're gonna love this. Remember Catherine from Russia?
No, really?
Yep.
Wow. They're building weapons.
Well, yeah. Just in case harsh language fails to stop an alien invasion.
I don't like this at all, Vincent.
Then you're really not going to like this. There's someone here who'd like to say hello. Come in.
Mr. Burns!
You seem surprised, Dr. Franklin.
I saw you. I saw you board the ECT ship and leave. You and everyone else.
I did. As far as the me on that ship is concerned, I've been gone over a year. I suppose I've been dead over a year.
But...
Oh, come on, Dr. Franklin. I said I was willing to die. I didn't say I was stupid. I couldn't watch thousands of people, my family, my closest friends, me, vanish into nothingness for no good reason.
How did you...
Same way we brought you back, of course. Before we left, we each scanned ourselves with the device we used on you. When was that? 19 years ago. Wow! We're not getting any younger. We scanned ourselves and stored the information. That was mindlessly boring. You should have seen the line for the machine. I asked a friend of ours, your daughter met him, Mr. Couture, to make us whole again when it was safe. I guess it was safe.
Was it, what was his name? Bob?
Yes, Bob. He sends Eva his best. He says... Let's see if I can remember. Oh, yes. Artelnit gorsha gushe kipit. Something like that.
What does it mean?
How should I know? It's in Russian.
I'll tell her he said hi.
You do that. It's funny. All my life, I wanted to visit the planet of my ancestors, and I finally did. But I don't remember anything about it, because I wasn't even there. Ironic, isn't it?
I don't know what to say. I don't...
What, Dr. Franklin? You don't what? I know you're happy to see me, even if you're making that face right now. Seriously, you look like you just drank a whole glass of sour milk.
I think Rose is worried the ECT will find out you're alive and come back.
No, Vincent, they won't. The Council just needed a victory of sorts after all that happened. I don't think they could care less about what goes on here.
That's the spirit. And who knows? The universe isn't the most friendly place. You might need some old fool with stories to tell someday.
I'm sure we will, Mr. Burns. I'm sure we will.
Speaking of stories, you never told me about the time you fell into that giant metal hand.
Of course I have. You know all about it. You even told me you played a part in all that.
No. I told you we made sure you'd be the one studying that hand when you were older. We didn't know anything about you until you fell into that hole. I'd love to hear that story.
Some other time, maybe.
Do you have anything better to do right now? Don't answer that. I already know the answer.
I've never heard that story either, Rose.
See? Everyone wants to hear it. Please.
All right. It was my 11th birthday. I'd gotten a new bike from my father.